my pal Joey, who's been laid off now, about 5 years, ever since the recession hit back in '08, has turned from cynical to bitter. Used to be he hated his employer for poor wages and lousy benefits. Now he hates the government for no wages, no benefits, and no jobs, not even one he hates. He spends a lot of his day emailing buddies, myself unfortunately included, screeds against the President and Congress, mostly the Democratic side, what he calls socialists and traitors and worse, rather than look for work. I always wonder why he doesn't spend his bile on Wall Street and the banks who sent the economy on a wild ride of greed, which finally plummeted to terra firma, crashed and burned, and pulled the economy into the smoldering crater with him. But I guess you gotta blame somebody. Joey, I say, now that you're a dyed-in-the-wool Republican, how come you don't become a job creator? Be the capitalist you dreamed of being. Start a business. Joey looks at me with pity and shakes his head in disgust. You and this damn government, Skeeter, you've set up regulations and roadblocks. Too many taxes. How's a little guy like me going to get off the ground? It's like running a race carrying a 50-pound concrete block. Guaranteed to fail. Too small to succeed, that it? I can't help saying. They all started out small, Joey. Joey's exhausted a long stretch of unemployment compensation. He's pulling 401k retirement money too early to live on, and that ticks him off, all those penalties. Michelle, his wife, works part-time at Jolene's beauty salon, but even with tips, she's barely clearing minimum wage. Of course, Joey's against raising minimum wage, because if he ever did start being a job creator, that 50-pound block holding him back would be 60 pounds. Joey's never going to work again. Everybody but Joey knows. He's retired at 55, another casualty of the recession, and for his remaining years he can aim his wrath at the illegal immigrants who take the jobs he might have wanted, at the government which ended his unemployment compensation with only two extensions, at the IRS for taxing his 401k withdrawals, at his old employer for sending jobs overseas, at the people on welfare who'd rather take a handout than look for work, at the women who've joined the labor market. The American dream withered on the vine for Joey and his fellow victims. He didn't have clue one why it all went wrong, but he's angry and he's scared. I don't know how many Joeys are out there, but too many, that's for sure. The party's over for them. Now all they got is the Tea Party, and that one doesn't look like much fun, not for Joey and certainly not for the rest of us. Even on the South End, anger is contagious.